Kiss 95.1.
Anytime when you during the 8 o'clock hour, when you hear the Sam Smith song, be calling number 9 and you get into our suite. We got a suite up at the Spectrum Center, and Sam Smith is coming to Charlotte this July. We want to get you into the suite. All you have to do is listen for the Sam Smith song this hour, and then be calling number 9.
Man, when you call in, you got to say Sam Smith sells seashells on the seashores on September 6th at the Spectrum Center.
Yeah, did they realize that so many S's?
It really is.
And I don't enunciate well at all.
This is like a vocal exercise for you then.
Our boss tells you that.
He does. Yeah. And then I have to tell them. I'm like, well, but all the Southern people understand me. You're from Michigan, so you don't get it.
You're not on Counterpoint on Fox News.
Right.
A news anchor. Okay, War of the Roses, you guys. We had this on about 2 weeks ago. Amanda thought that her man Rich was cheating on her with an intern. Turns out Rich breaks up the roses and sends it to 3 different interns. And Amanda, at the end of the War of the Roses, says, that's it, Rich. I'm going to put you on probation. No more texting these interns. And if you do, then we're going to break up. Here is Amanda to tell us how the probation period went.
Amanda, how is it going with Rich?
Girl, not good at all. He didn't even make it to the 4th day before I caught him. It was 3 days in, and he's over there sitting in the corner texting on his phone, grinning about something. And I was like, you know, he's probably texting her. So I asked to see his phone. And they weren't just texting like normal stuff. They were texting dirty pictures and messages to each other. And I just immediately was like, we're done, because he was probably cheating on me back when we called in the first time. He was just, you know, hiding it better or whatever. But, yeah, he didn't make it to the 4th day. It was like 3.5 days of probation. So,
what a jerk. And we sat here and told him that.
Yeah.
You know he's going to get in trouble and you're better off without him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. Because, you know what? Like, first of all, he's not respecting me. But on top of that, he's not respecting himself and his job and where we're at and stuff. And I don't want somebody he's not interested in. Making sure that we're taken care of first and foremost.
Right.
Amen, girl.
Yeah.
And he had no respect for the Me Too movement that we were talking to him about.
Oh, my gosh. Like, how does he not understand that he has such an influence over these interns?
Right. Like Matt Lauer, like coworkers of Matt Lauer have said, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
He wanted to play oblivious, but I'm pretty sure he gets it because we've had those conversations. But whenever it comes to him, he can do no wrong kind of thing. And so for him, it's more of like, well, I wouldn't do that. But no, people do view it that way. And I've tried to explain that to him. You tried to explain it to him. And he just wouldn't listen. So I appreciate you guys doing all that. But
yeah,
we got rid of that dude real quick.
Yeah, the dirty pictures, man. That's the icing on the cake. Mm-hmm. Well, we busted another cheater. Happy to try and make Charlotte shape up a little bit. Thanks, Amanda. Good luck.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Bye, Amanda. I mean, one...
I can't say I'm that surprised.
I know. I was just trying to think. I was almost giving him the benefit of the doubt. You know, you got on War of the Roses. You know you're on probation. Amanda specifically told Rich.
Mm-hmm.
And there he was in the corner, not only texting the interns, but texting dirty pictures. That's not going to end well, dude.
No, you're going to get fired.
It's an
yeah.
nightmare.
And then they're going to ask you why you were let go from your last job. And you have to, I mean, you can lie, of course, but the truth will come out.
Yep.
They're going to check your... you know, if you're going for any decent job, they're going to check your sources.
And you would think in this environment, like with the Me Too stuff, he would know that for him, he doesn't understand what he's doing is wrong. That's the scary part.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of people in the industries and wherever you work that are people just like him.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of people every day that go to work and they sexually harass their employees and coworkers, and they have no clue that what they're doing is inappropriate. Think it's funny. Think it's okay for me to sleep with an intern because not understanding that they think that they're getting a job out of it. And then it shocks me that they're so oblivious.
Right.
I see. And I don't know if they are oblivious.
You think he knows?
I think they thrive on the fact that they're doing something wrong under everybody else's noses.
It's possible.
Maybe. You know what, though? I was sexually harassed at a workplace, and not just me, a lot of employees were. And that guy thought it was funny. He didn't know. He truly thought he was just joking around every day. I'm like, dude, but that's not how people joke.
So did you say something?
Oh, someone else did. I didn't say, I mean, I didn't, you know.
It was your boss, you didn't want to say anything because you didn't want to get fired.
That is exactly right. There was a massive investigation.
Which is 100%, Roy. I'm glad you said that because that's exactly what these interns are going to go through. Some of these interns are probably going to look to get hired at this place after.
Yeah.
Right. It felt weird tattletelling on my boss.
Right. Oh, by the way, you wouldn't believe. Well, we got hit, producer Nicole told me, by like three of the big banks wanted this information. They wanted the guy's name and all that stuff.
I emailed the audio, told them to figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to disclose names and stuff, but we'll help out where we can.
Yeah.
And then the other whole side of it, too, is like I go back to the Matt Lauer thing where, you know, Lauer said, well, these women were willing to do it. Well, yeah, but you're still in a position. You abused your power. The women were willing to do it because you promised them a job. You promised them a promotion. You promised them that they would be on camera one day. That was specifically said in one of the reports I read.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That Matt Lauer said, yes, you're an intern now, but I promise if you do this, I will get you on camera. And then he hits the button under his desk. Come on.
Sure. And, you know, my last boss, it was just always known that if he liked you, and I'm not meaning in any intimate way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it could be an intimate way. But just generally, if he liked you, he got you on the air.
Yeah.
And so you would never do something to make him angry. So like when he did harass people or make inappropriate comments or say, hey, come to hey, let's go do dinner, you felt this obligation because you're like, well, I don't want to be taken off the air. You know, but you know, and it's sad because I've had conversations with him and I don't think he truly understood the power he had over people. And I think that, you know, and that's scary that people don't.
It is.
Understand that.
What do you want to say, Lorraine?
I don't know. I just truly think that if your moral compass faces north, like, you know when you're doing something inappropriate. Like,
but when you have a room of people and no one ever tells you you're doing anything wrong, no one, you know what I mean? Because they're too afraid. How do you know?
You know deep down.
But I know what you're saying, Lorraine, but still, it's not right. If you have an intern who's at, let's just say, at a TV station, right? And they want to get on camera, and the news anchor, the Ron Burgundies of the world, jokingly, say that they can make that happen. Of course, she has to say yes to it, but she's doing it because he is abusing his power. That's the problem.
I am not disagreeing with you at all.
Right.
My whole thing is, it's like, I don't even know how to say this without getting in trouble.
Well, good. Then let's go to commercial.
Okay. Should we?
I don't know. No, I want you to say it. So, we're an open show.
I just think that some people take advantage of the fact and they say, oh, I didn't know I was doing anything wrong. And I think that's BS.
Are you talking about the man or the person?
Just anybody that's sexually harassing somebody general. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure there are.
Because I think it's like, however, there was a period of time where like, if a guy got caught cheating, he was like, oh, I'm a sex addict. And like some
they
people
still
are,
use that card, by the way.
But some people are. But the majority of people are not. Like, you just cheated.
I understand what you're saying now. Yes. I thought you were siding with saying something different.
No,
yes.
No, no.
I don't think you're going to find a lot of people that disagree with what you just said.
Yeah. There's
of
course a lot of people that take advantage of it. I'm saying in my specific experience, Lorraine, I was in an environment where nobody cracked down on sexual harassment. The climate was that was the norm. So these people, I mean, there would be other employees in the building that would I witnessed someone who'd look at a woman and be like, man, your puppies look fantastic today. God. What are you doing to what's different? Did you get a surgery?
How do you think she felt when she heard that?
And she laughs. And
she's uncomfortable. And what
she in the investigation brought aside says she didn't feel that was that big of a deal. She thought everybody was joking, having fun. And my thing is that but you know what? If she was taken in another workplace like here, where we don't have that, where she understands how workplaces are, she would have understood that was way out of line. But when you're in it, Lorraine, when you're in it and that's the environment, everyone's oblivious to how society is.
You're
and
right.
That's the scary part about it.
You're right.
That's the scary part about it.
I mean, my mom, who grew up in the Mad Men years in the 60s as a secretary in advertising, to this day is like, that's just the way it was.
And that's bizarre.
But thank God that we're having movement and change.
Right.
And thank God that these women
accepted.
And men are coming forward and saying it was inappropriate. This is inappropriate.
Yeah.
Literally, time's up. I mean, that's what it is. And in order to make change, somebody's got to step up and say it. So, wow. We sounded educated in that conversation,
no,
I think.
No, we probably messed up, and we'll get a complaint somewhere.
Sure.
I can't wait to listen back to that segment on the podcast and be like, my God, we were educated
we
there.
We probably said something so ignorant. We're like, yeah, we're so smart.
I thought Loren was sticking up for the other people at one point. I didn't understand your point. Now I got it.
No.
Yeah. But because you were like saying, I don't know if I should say this, but everybody agrees with you. You should have said what you said.
Everybody agrees with you.
All right.
Everybody does.
Loren's got the dirty on the 30 coming up. Plus, you never know when we're going to play that Sam Smith song so that you can get into the morning show suite at the Spectrum Center.
When do you think
so
we're going to get to
that? S's. I would say like within the next 15 minutes, probably before 8:30.
All right, before 8:30, we'll play a Sam Smith song to get into the Sam Smith suite at the Spectrum Center.
And then we're going to sell she sells at the store. All right, come ahead. What's going in the dirty?
ABC is ready to greenlight a spinoff, and I'll tell you what it is coming up in 10 minutes.
Spectacular. Amy Roy.